Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 23rd of August, 2021. At Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org, and we have also a web page for our club at sdfarc.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect if you do not want to stay for the net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet. The net control operator today, my name is Wayne, and I am located in Urbana, Illinois. My SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink node 9229, which is the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, DE7KI, for allowing us to use this conference for our net. This is a directed net, which means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. This week's question, well, I happen to see the new issue of QST here, and the front page topic is power line noise. So that sounds like a good topic. I don't think we've covered it, at least not recently. So have you experienced power line noise in your neighborhood? Have you had to go out and track it down and eliminate it? Have you had cooperation and assistance from your local power company, or maybe not? So that's anything to do with power line noise and amateur radio. That's what we're talking about this week. And I think we have a very small number of people this week. So they all look like, well, maybe one or two have not been recent check-ins. So I will just briefly say that, well, first let me reset Echolink. Okay. I am going to read the call sign so that I can see in my Echolink application here, N4RNWKC3LYZKJ8AM. And I see that Matthew's gateway to DMR land and YSF land and All-Star land, that is running. So we will drag our feet on waiting for call signs and check-ins to allow for the latency for stations that would like to check in using that gateway. So those call signs that you just heard me mention, you do not need to do anything. You are on my list, and I will call upon you to speak in due course. If you did not hear your call sign, now is the time for you to speak up, and I will add you to my list. And I can take multiple call signs in a row. You don't have to wait for me to acknowledge each one. And we will do this again throughout the net to make sure that everybody has a chance to check in. So, are there any stations who would like to add their call sign to my check-in list? Okay, nothing heard. This could be a record-setting net here. I don't think we've ever had a net with only four check-ins, but we'll see what develops here. Maybe we'll have some late arrivals. So first on my list here is KJ8AM. Okay, he seems to have stepped away from the screen there. How about KC3LYZ?
This is KC3LYZ, Bob in Philadelphia, SDF username Robert R. Actually, I haven't had any trouble with power line noise, but I've had a lot of noise from nearby devices, TVs and computers and things like that, so I haven't been able to track down much lately. So I know in one case we had it coming from a router. Back to that.
That's a good point. There's a lot of that going around. Things like garage door openers and LED light and LED dimmers, I guess. You know, a lot of a lot of consumer products coming out of China have not been properly vetted for RF interference. So that's that deserves a whole net topic on its own there. So yeah, we'll revisit that for sure, especially when we get more than three check-ins. Thank you, Robert. Next on my list is N4RNW, Harold.
Good evening, Wayne and the group. This is N4RNW, Harold here in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers. And nothing new down here. The only comment I can give about power noise really doesn't have to do with radio, but down here in Southwest Florida, it's the lightning capital of the world, because throughout summer and into the fall of the north, meaning we're still having summer and thunderstorms down here when it's fall up there in Indiana and Illinois, the lightning is still cracking all over every afternoon when the thunderstorms build. And because of that, homes like ours were built with extra fuses and trips and I don't even know the correct terminology, but we've not been hit directly, but it's tripped. Power outages have tripped the breakers in the box, and there's a couple other of those fancy things that are built into outlet boxes. So that's really all I've got to say, so I'll be listening. N4RNW, back to you, Wayne.
Okay, thank you, Harold. I think what you might have been thinking of is spike voltage peaks that are kind of outside the envelope that's usually expected. So you want to protect yourself from that so that it doesn't fry your more delicate appliances. Florida, I don't know, is Texas, southern Texas, does it suffer as bad? I don't think it does. I think there's something about the Gulf being kind of upwind for you there makes it worse. So let's see, how about KJ88M? Kevin, are you with us again?
I'm back. I just had some troubles with my internet connection.
Okay, well, it's your turn. Do you have any comments about our topic this week?
I mostly just use the UHF and VHF bands. I haven't had a lot of issues with interference, but like I've had issues with non-hams trying to disrupt the net.
Oh yes, that's another good topic for a future net. If you use FM, FM is pretty resistant against impulse noise, like the kind of thing that we're talking about here. I think a typical example would be like a power pole insulator failing, resulting in electrical arcs happening, which produces broadband impulse noise, which you'll notice using AM or sideband on high frequencies. But UHF and VHF, FM, it rolls off your back like water off a duck, right? All right, so let's see. I think I've caught up with everybody here, so it's time to allow new check-ins. Anybody out there on the gateway? Anyone with additional comment, rechecks? This is time to come forward. Okay, let me acknowledge that I see VK2DY has popped in here, so this is probably a good time for me to back up and recap or repeat the topic this week. We're talking about power line noise. Have you experienced it? Have you had to deal with it? Has it been a good experience or a bad one? So anything to do with power line noise, and I'm specifically not talking about broadband over power line, that's kind of a whole issue by itself. This is just a garden variety power line maintenance issues. If your local power company is not properly maintaining their physical plant. It can lead to QR Nancy for us. So that's what we're talking about this week. So VK2DY, you have the floor if you want it.
Okay, yes. Good morning. This is Robert, Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, in Sellville Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. It is 22 degrees Celsius, headed for a high in the upper 20s Celsius. Absolutely beautiful for this time of winter, but we typically have that here as warm weather followed by cool weather. And we're all in lockdown here, probably till the end of September, if not later. As far as the question goes, I've probably heard it on occasion, but the power lines here, I usually put my antenna out in the back of the house, and the power lines run along the front. So I have not really experienced any power line interference that I can remember at any rate. I guess that's my answer to the question. VK2DY, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Robert. And I guess just to put in my 2 cents worth here, the particular neighborhood that I live in, we have buried power lines. So, which is it's nice in terms of reliability. We don't usually have as many outages as other parts of town where they rely on aerial power lines. But I do know that in the community here, there have been incidences of hams who had a problem with a nearby, a faulty insulator on a power pole. I don't have the impression that it's an endemic issue happening all the time, but when it does happen, of course, it really makes your hobby very unpleasant. So it's something that you hear people complaining about. I know that when I drive around town and listen to an AM radio in my car, there are certain spots around town where there is what sounds like power line interference going on, and I happen to know a couple of AM broadcast engineers locally here, and I've been meaning to start, making notes about exactly when and where and what sort of interference I'm encountering so I can pass it along to them, and they can also talk to the power company. I mean, an individual ham calling the power company and saying I'm getting interference, that's one thing. But if a broadcaster calls up the power company and says our listeners are getting interference, I think the power company is liable to pay a little bit more attention. So that's my thoughts on that. Anyway, I don't see any new call signs popping up in the app here, so I will take one more call for stations on the gateway out there in DMR, YSF, All Star Land. If you would like to join us and check in to our little net here, please call now. Okay, nothing heard. VK2DY, we haven't heard from HJQ lately. I hope all is well with him.
Well, we're still in standard time here. Once we go to daylight savings time in October, I'll be able to bring the ham conference in, I think. I'm trying to think. Maybe it will be until you guys go off of daylight savings time that I can do that. John isn't around this morning. He's busy doing things at the moment, so I don't know. But he's usually around. It's just that he... because we don't hook the ham conference up, I think he just doesn't think about connecting here. VK2DY, back to net.
Okay, that's good. It's just reassuring to know that, he's not in the hospital or something. All right, thanks, Robert. So, final call for check-ins or rechecks or any additional comments before I wrap up the net. Okay, I guess that puts a ribbon on it here. Looks like we had 5 check-ins. So thank you for checking into, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at 0020 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, I think there's still an AFRINET over and the SDF DMR talk group number 31650, or you can look for us in COM on SDF in the Anon Radio Room. This is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, saying 73 for now.